Welcome to the Port Charles Update with your hosts, Mish and Mel.
Hello.
I was going to start with a joke, but you sound so solemn that I'm going
to... I'm not solemn. How? Okay, I am sorry. I need to get this off my chest. Do you hear me?
I do.
We have watched Jaws for a long time. We've done this podcast for quite some time. We roll with just about everything. We are the best sports. We are good sports. We're like, let's dig in. We say that. We even say that. We tell people. We say we're digging in, and we do just that. We try to understand stuff. We're like going with the whole ride. And when I watch Jaws, hospital, it's that one time where I'm really not thinking of anything else, but. Do you know what I never anticipated? And it's the first time this has ever happened. I am angry while watching. I'm frustrated while watching. I'm annoyed while watching. Like even in today's episode, I'm yelling at Anna Banana. Like I'm just, there's so many things.
So
there's so many things that make no sense. And I want to know like if you were able to remain contained this week. I wasn't. I was angry.
Oh, it was a really tough week, to be honest. So I don't know if we should call this the anger episode, have a complete segment on the anger corner. What I did learn is everybody is just also realizing that Sunny's in the mob and what that means. So all of that. There was a lot of frustrating moments this week. So yes, I have to say that it was not as enjoyable as I was hoping it'd be because my life week in terms of work and stuff was a little tough. So, you settle in, you get into your jams. I have my phone out. I'm ready. And I'm like, what is happening?
Like, it's not the same. It's not the same level of frustration as like when Nina is like cuckoo and she was worse and it was dark. Like I was in it though. Right. Like I was story mad and I was in it. I was like, she's nuts. And you're like, and you're getting angry, but it was emotion related to the story that you were going along with. I didn't like what Nina was doing, the character, but I was in it. I was there. This is just, I'm just frustrated. And like you're saying, you're not like the entertainment factor. Like I'm frustrated. Like, why am I frustrated? Why am I frustrated? Light.
Let's dig into it with a big giant shovel.
Oh my gosh. Well, Anna, every time she pulls out her pen and paper, Valentine is going to be what she discovers every time. Every time.
I could not.
When I saw her do that, I'm like, what are you going to find this time on your piece of paper?
Looky, looky.
Last time she circled his name and put question marks and goes, Valentine? She did it again.
Yeah.
She did it again. Oh my gosh. Like the only decent thing about Anna Banana was defending Jason and the whole disaster of this undercover op to John Cates. That was like the only thing that made logical sense. And I think it was wrong of me to believe that was the start of a new, and I should know better by now that those Anna Banana, moments are, that's all they really are. They're moments of clarity.
They are moments of clarity. It's kind of crazy. Like the way the whole week evolved from beginning to end was so unbelievably shocking on top of the frustration.
Like, I don't even know if we can use the words Anna Banana and evolve together in a sentence, even though I know what you're trying to say. But things like my first, like Anna using pen and paper, that makes me laugh. That's entertaining. I'm with you.
It is.
I'm like, let's do this together. Okay. Let's write all the names of people you know. Okay. Solve that case. Let's pretend you can solve that case.
Yeah.
But then Laura walks in.
Oh,
and I'm like,
yes.
I'm like, who body snatched Laura? Who's in there? That can't be Laura. That can't be Laura saying those words. So Laura comes in and she's all, Cyrus helped her like see the light, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I guess when Joss put down her glass, Laura picked it up and drank whatever was in it, and everybody started like rubbing their eyes and was like, wait a second, has Sunny been in the mall this whole time? Like, today Anna was like, Sunny changed. And I'm like, no, he didn't. He's been samesies. You know what's different? You. Seeing clearly. Like, what is going on? And what I could not understand was just Laura being like, I had no idea. Excuse me? You were married to Luke and on the run. Exactly. So I am very confused about your, I didn't know, no. And then this whole thing, and she's talking about, like, I just can't believe he did this. So now we're back with that narrative of Cyrus being a defenseless old man. And yes. Then she's going on and on, like, what if he does it again? I'm like, did you just come to see Anna because you're afraid that Sunny is going to get into a fist fight? I thought you said, like, what is it that you guys are realizing? That he's dangerous and he could hit people? Or that he's in the mob?
I honestly had to rewind a little bit to watch it because it felt like it was either like an alternate universe, a dream of sorts. Like, you know, when they had that episode back in the day when Dante was in the mob and Sam was like his mob wife, like one of those episodes.
But that's what it feels like. And it's just, the thing is, it's like, okay, perhaps you're seeing Sunny in a new light, but my gosh, two wrongs don't make a right either. And exactly. It's like when Laura really believes someone has changed, my gosh, everything goes out the window. And I'm not disagreeing, like Cyrus, you know, got beat up, but I was thrilled with hearing his version of the story when he told Laura and was super honest about his role in it. But the fact that she's sitting there with Anna talking about she feels that Sunny should have justice and blah, blah, blah. But again, you're putting Cyrus in this innocent category when he is literally behind the bomb that put Lulu in a coma.
Exactly. So it's so hard to watch them speak in a way like how Anna never did anything wrong, how Laura never blurred any lines, how Cyrus is just so old and incapable.
But the story being told is that her fondness for Sunny is because Sunny and Luke were best friends. And I'm like, what's with this bizarre recap? Like the way that it happened, I just felt like, what a way to go back and rewrite history. So you're saying, like, all you know is that Sunny was friends with Luke. That's where the fondness comes in. And you're oblivious to what the mob is. You were married to Luke. We all also know what happened in that club. So I'm just a little disturbed by this rewriting of history.
I am too. It's really unsatisfying and frustrating.
And you have your own relationship with Sunny that you built because you share family.
Exactly.
And then when she hears the story that Cyrus is telling, I'm like, okay, well, now that you hear Nina's role, you're going to turn on her too? You're going to go after her also?
I know, right?
And so, like, I just couldn't take it when Laura was like, hey, I feel guilty. Like, between Laura and Anna, take your guilt and shove it and figure out how to process it and stop trying to manipulate other people into kind of the outlet for your guilt to try to right your wrongs or whatever it is you feel you've done wrong. Like, you feel bad, like Laura feels bad because she feels that because of her relationship with Sunny and her feelings, she sort of deterred Cyrus, you know, from pressing charges. But then Cyrus reveals, well, actually, I didn't want to press charges and I was getting something out of it. And then she's like, I just, you know, I want the decision to be for you, but I'm also going to sit here and convince you to do something I want you to do so I feel better and you're going to do what I want you to do. And then he's like, well, it sounds like you want me to do it. I'll do it for you. She knows he'll do anything for her. She's like, no. Yes. I want you to do it for you. And I'm like, for somebody who wants other people to make their own decisions, you're really kind of stirring the pot there, Ten, and telling them a lot about what they should do.
I know. It was very hard. It was a total brain swap situation.
And her crusade wasn't over there. She even went to Jordan to talk about it. And even when Jordan said, like, I can't be fair about this. And Laura's like, I hear you, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay it all out anyways.
I love Jordan's face. So I felt like she really represented how we feel because she was just kind of looking at her a little crooked, being like, what's actually happening here and trying to piece things together. That part was entertaining for me.
Yeah, like at that point I was getting fed up and I'm like, you guys all need a therapist you can go talk to about Sunny and stop running around and having these conversations. Like, I had enough already. It's like, somehow for her, Sunny going to jail will resolve her guilt. I'm really happy she found a solution. I think if you go to jail for this one crime, I think I'll feel better about myself.
And who cares about the safety of all the other citizens based on the fact that they're, you know, Carly and Jason saved everything when Sunny was in Nixon Falls. And she knows this too.
Mel, not just save the city. It was save the city from Cyrus. Specifically. Like, I understand in this instance, Cyrus got beat up, but he also chose not to fight back. He also chose to antagonize him. And like he said, with every blow, I knew I had leverage over him. But again, I guess nobody knows about the whole Lulu thing. And everybody, you know, is so confident that he's not in the crime game. But not just that. When Laura's trying to encourage Cyrus to, like, oh, get your justice, I was like, you understand you're telling a criminal to get his justice. And getting his justice could get him killed. Because he's still, like, an ex-criminal. There's still a code. He went to jail. Yeah, he got out fine. But going and pressing charges against another mobster? How is that safe for your brother? He even told Anna, tell me when you're going to press charges so I can leave town. How is this helping?
I know, right? It was very, very odd and confusing. And then Anna at the end of the week got all yelly.
Oh, I was so angry. I'm like on the treadmill and I'm yelling. I thought Johnny heard me because he opened the door at one point. You know, and if I was almost, I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm just really angry. He's like, at GH, I'm like, yes. And he like closed the door. I couldn't believe all this. So first of all, Anna's being all strange. So Cyrus shows up after the whole talk and then he does his statement. And when she's, like, when they're finishing up, Cyrus is like, hey, there's some details about Dex that I think should be elaborated on, okay? And she's like, no, no, they don't. It's weird because 5 minutes ago, I felt really weird about, like, I don't know, my influence, how my friendship with Sunny might have affected my work and my pursuit of justice. But that's behind me now. So what I want to do, Cyrus, is take your statement and just leave those details to me. And then after that, she goes to tell Dante, you know, time is fraud, you know, stealing company time to make calls for Chase. I was like, what? You so told Dante to do that? I'm like, so you're a stickroller for rule? That's the one rule you don't break is using company time for personal business?
I think it was the blazer. Like, looking back, the minute Cyrus, it when Cyrus walked in the room or Laura walked
in? It was when Cyrus walked in and she was hobbling with the blazer. And even when they showed, they went to Cyrus, you could see her still trying to get it on him. Like, is it really a power move if you're struggling to get in the arms?
The blazer, like, it protects her from loving Sunny. I don't know. Like, it just, like, allows her to be this new version of Anna.
Oh, my gosh. But I loved it. Like, when she became friends with Sunny, she laid it on thick. She's like, we could be friends now because it's besties. Like, I did bad things. You did bad things. And I'm not a cop now because they asked me not to be. You know, like, she's like, we're the same. And he supported her. But then it's like, and she couldn't even, like, just be friends with him on the DL. Like, Laura's friends with him, but, like, Anna really made it a thing. And then all of a sudden, I love how surprised she looks when everyone's like, oh, I thought you and Sunny were friends. She's like, what would make you think that? I'm like, I don't know, the parade you held when you did become friends with him? All the trumpeting and, like, the banner you were holding up all the time? I don't know. And then with Molly, I was just losing my crap. Because when it starts, she's handing it to Molly. I'm like, but why are you handing it to Molly? Like, Jason is not a biological relative to Molly, and he's no longer married to her sister. Yes, it's the father of her nephews. Fine, whatever. Believable. You know, Robert didn't want to deal with Jason and being on Robin's bad side. But now you're going to Sunny. Sunny is her biological uncle. Biological uncle. Right? So this is where my head's at the moment. Anna Banana hands her the folder. And then she's sitting at the desk. She's like, look, Molly, I think you should take this because this is really personal for Robert.
For Robert, who's annoyed.
I think this is a conflict of interest because he really doesn't like Sunny. She's like, but I'm really related to him. That's also a thing, I think.
I love the breakdown, though, because we talk about it all the time. She's like, first she slowly, you know, went into it, like, it's my sister's dad. And then later she's like, dude, it's my uncle.
I know, she was trying. She was like, you know, like, she's trying to say we're family, and Molly and Christina's my baby, like, this would just be a lot for her. And then she had to finally say it, like, but it's my uncle. And then Anna really went at her. She's like, really? Yeah. Really? Let's see what a judge says. If we tell the judge that Robert doesn't like Sunny a lot, and all you are is just what? Just a little DNA you share? A little DNA? What do you think a judge is going to choose? That's your choice, Molly. But when it comes down to it, I'm going to ask you a lot. And I'm going to tell Robert, you should ask Molly also. And then we're all going to be in line asking you. But you could go to a judge if you want to. And I was like, I want to slap you right now. What are you saying? And I was so happy that Molly, like, stood her ground. And she was looking at her like, you're a bit of a wackadoo.
Well, that's exactly it, right? And I love how calm Molly was. And she's like, there are four other 88s.
Yes. Like, she's like, any one of them could do the job. She's like, no. And I'm like, but if you think that they all suck, maybe they shouldn't be there. And she's like, look, life is messy. And I'm like, no. And she's like, and not everything is so clean cut. I'm like, but this one is, though. Okay. Yeah, really. You are making it messy. It's pretty clear she's biologically related. And if you don't want to have any, like, you don't want this have biases, you'd have someone else. But then she goes, she said the most insane thing. She's like, when you start leaning into your biases, you can't do that. And I'm like, but you're doing that right now. Because, like, you and Laura are doing this. You're like, I was friends with him and I feel bad. So now I'm going to go at him hard and blinded. And I'm going to use his niece to do it. She's like, no. I don't think we should use the other DAs that have no connection to Sunny and that could be impartial. I think we should use you because we could put you in a really tough spot where you love him, but you're going to be fair. And you're not going to twist the knife. And I'm like, you sound like you shouldn't be here. All. And I really hope Molly, but the way that things are going, I don't think so, but I feel like Molly should go to a judge and then go back to Anna and be like, so yeah, the judge agreed. or just like recusing herself. Like, this makes no sense. Like, what judge would be like, no, it makes sense for Molly instead of all of the other impartial ADAs.
Yeah.
And also, why would Robert get a pass? Why would he be like, you're the district attorney? Well, he hates Sunny and he doesn't want to make his daughter mad. So you know he can't. And why would an ADA prosecute a criminal that everybody's been trying to prosecute for decades?
Right? Like, it makes no sense.
And also, it makes no sense. Look, it's not a comfortable fact, but it is one that Anna pointed out today. She said, oh, you know, he's here and he's like the lesser of all the evils, you know, and we kind of keep him here so things don't get worse, but not me. I'm going to get rid of him and leave room for all those other grosser criminals. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
But that's also a fact. Like, there's for years, one, you couldn't. Like, that's also it too. Like, let's be real, Anna. Like, you have a recent friendship. Your inability to put him behind bars has nothing to do with your friendship. Okay? Alrighty?
Facts.
So if this is true, right, as law enforcement, you recognize that if Sunny is eliminated, that what the alternative is, that's always sort of been the understanding. It's always been the understanding that it's best to have Sunny rather than anyone else, which is why Carly fought so hard against Cyrus.
Exactly.
So with that, I'm just sort of like, okay, so this is all a good move. You know, I think this is the time that everybody needs to deal with their guilt and redeem themselves. And I think these are the really good avenues in which to do this. It's safe for everyone. It's good for everyone.
Oh, super safe.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. And Joss. So first of all, I was annoyed with Joss when she went in there. I'm like, could you not do this? But then I couldn't help it. The way she ended her speech to Anna.
Yeah, it was so good.
fire. It was so good. And she's like, and when you're at his funeral, the way she left off, she goes, I will look at you. You will know. You will know that in my head, I am calling you Anna Banana. That was amazing. Like, at first I didn't like her going there, but it was amazing. Yeah. And honestly, like, all of these frustrations were happening, and that wasn't it. That was not the only thing that frustrated me in terms of like rewriting story. So then they dove in a little bit to the whole Finn Greg background.
Yes.
Okay. So when Laura was talking, I mean, you're reaching like decades prior, but the whole Finn and Greg story, that wasn't all that long ago. That was just a few years ago. And yes. I'm just not a fan of this version of the story. Perhaps it's piece of the story, you know, like the fact that Finn was upset with his dad for moving on, but that's not the whole story. They did a whole chase paternity. Like, are you my brother dad? Like, they did a whole thing. He even had two dads. He had two actors play his dad. Then he thought Finn was his dad. They even brought a mom on, right? Even, like, Chase had a whole family at one point on the show. And the story was that, yes, Finn was upset about his dad moving on. He was hurt about his mom. But Jackie apparently was his peer, and he had feelings for her. They had feelings for one another, and he stayed away because he felt guilty for doing what he did. And it wasn't that he hated his dad. It was that he hated himself. And then the whole paternity thing. And so this version of the story was that, yeah, you know, I might have slept with her to get back at my dad. I'm like,
no.
Okay. Like, maybe in your head you think was that part of it, but it sounded like you knew Jackie before your dad did.
Yes.
So how would you have, anyway? So I wasn't a fan of that. So I'm like super frustrated. Also, it's like, and then I was also frustrated with some Jason Carly stuff, which we'll get to. But then all of a sudden, like amongst, like in the middle of my frustration, you have like all the naked youth. And I was getting so angry. I'm like, there's no amount of naked, scantily clad youths that will undo what my eyes and ears have been exposed to this past week. I didn't mind looking at Dex. Okay. But it didn't fix anything. It didn't fix anything.
You know what I have to say this week? It wasn't Dex for me. It was Dante got a haircut and he was in a suit.
Yeah. But Dex made me laugh when he had his cop test. He's like, run around 5 cones, go upstairs, and then shoot this gun through a ring light, and you're a cop now.
And then he just kept pulling the trigger. I was like, is it because they're counting how fast he can move his finger? Like, I'm like, what's happening here?
And then the circle, I'm like, a ring light? Is he supposed to take a selfie? And then he pulls up the gun. And I'm like, okay.
So I look criminals- so good holding a gun, guys.
So it's like he's a short distance cop. Like, he runs like in the parking lot, you know, from cone to cone. And look at those stairs. It's just one. Just go up. Because you know what? It probably matches the stairs at the docks. And they're like, it's okay. Right. That's where all the crime happened. So if you could just run up one flight, we're probably good for all the crime. We're probably good for all the crime in Point Charles. Nobody does crime on a high rise except for snipers.
No, never.
No, mm-hmm. We meet them on the pier. We wait for them to come down. We don't go to them. We don't go to them.
They should have put like fake water beside them. He had to learn how to zigzag without falling into the water.
Oh my god. I just couldn't. I was really angry this week, but like watching Dex was fun because I'm like, I'm sure that was fun and a lot to film and it was all different, but I laughed the whole time. I'm like, I know this is funny somehow. I know it is, because like, I'm like, cops probably need to be tested like more seriously than this. And I feel like it's an entire academy. It's just not this one-off test in the back of the police station.
It was the fast track route to being a cop looks a little bit different than the academy couple of years situation.
It does. And you know what was even funnier? It was Anna Banana's face when that guy, the detective, and is like, you know, he's in the 90th percentile. Like, the fact that she was right about it, I was like, wow, like, I was right about him. Like, yes, we are all surprised, just as surprised as you are. Like, she looks shocked when she makes a good decision. She knows it doesn't happen often. She knows it. And he's like, it's sort of weird having this guy be in the PCPD when he's like, he has like active crimes going on.
Right?
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know what else made me mad.
tell me. I have some ideas, but just
why did you wait so long? Why did you wait so long to know? I feel like you don't want to know.
I do, but I was like, should I? Is this a rhetorical question?
No. I'm so upset. This is supposed to be fun.
It is supposed to be fun.
It gives me joy. Like, it gave me joy. Not this week.
Okay, you know what I would like to know before you continue the rant?
Yeah.
When did tattoos become so tear-filled moments? And like when Michael touched and saw his tattoo, when Carly touched and saw his tattoo, it was like, poor Charles, do they have like a band? What is that, like something that is new in their town?
They ban tattoo and dances.
It was such a confusing moment.
Do you remember that when we watched Footloose and then me and you watching, we're like, so this is about dancing? We're like,
it legit is about dancing. It was so confusing.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, okay, the more you know. Yeah, no, I think when Michael saw it, he's like, what? And then, okay, so that scene was redeeming for me. Very redeeming. Because this is the first time we're getting... This is the first time we're understanding what happened when they were apart, right? Like, he got a summary of things that happened, but they kind of lay off that topic. You know, even Carly, when he first came back, it was sort of like, let's be in the here and the now with what we know of each other. So that was emotional. I'm kind of mad. I'm mad that, like, it took, like, we didn't get a lot of Jason. Like, if he's not back for long, like, I want to see more. And so that was emotional. I think he did an amazing job, like the picture he painted of being away and, you know, not thinking he'd ever come home. And sort of during the time he got that tattoo, thinking of home and of people. And I was like waiting to see where this would go, because this scene comes after one we had earlier this week that I didn't know what to make of. And I found it really upsetting.
Okay.
So earlier this week, we finally dig into like the Sunny Carly, meaning Carly is getting a chance to tell her story of exactly what went on with Sunny after he left.
Yes.
And, you know, right now, Jason, he's still trying, right? This is still his brother to him. This is a person he never thought he'd get to see again. And so he's hearing her story, and it was interesting. The idea of like, will you forgive him or whatever? And then he was like, well, Sonny's pushing it, and hearing what you went through, I'm getting closer. Like, he's really, like, really getting close to going over the line with me.
Yes.
And so when I heard that, I was like, oh, are we gonna complete the story between Carly and Jason? And it's just interesting because it's like ages ago when Carly was on the Daily, like his new podcast, they talked about it. And they talked about when they originally did the story, they wished they had more time, like more time to kind of like be together because they had to be, and then fully fall in love. And they did talk about the story being a little bit rushed. And even when it happened, like, we didn't know what was happening. Like, when Sunny was coming back, like, I didn't really know at the time, like when the reveal happened that Jason was leaving, like, I didn't know it until the rocks fell on him.
Yes, exactly. Same.
Right. It was when that was happening. I didn't know. So I was sort of taken aback, because as a viewer, it's like, you've watched it so long. And me too. I kind of wish that they did it that way too, where they were married by obligation and then they slowly started to fall in love. But then surprisingly, that like box of feelings and the past came up before the I do's. And then what sold it for me, again, they didn't have a chance to live it out for us in a slower pace. So they ended up saying a lot of it verbally, and it was saying it verbally, all the montages. I was like, oh yeah, that kind of makes sense. Like, when you go back in their history, that these were like pent up emotions that they made a decision, again, matching what you used to say about choice during the whole Nixon Falls era. So I bought into it. And then like when Sunny came back, I was thinking, oh man, this is like going to be complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But then she just closed the box and Jason walked out the door. And I remember being like, huh? Like, what? Like, not really. I'm like, that, okay, sure. And I wasn't understanding where this was going, because I thought like a Jason Carly being together, it wasn't just them. It was like the whole town witnessed it and saw it and was supporting it. Like, she had the talk with Monica, like everything about it. And so I was waiting to see how this would play out, but that was taken off the table. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it was all Sunny Nina time for like years. And it's only now that we're getting the sunny side of it, right? Like, oh, Jason and Carly and all this stuff. So, I mean, I was disappointed in the fact that like Jason were coming back. Apparently, like, you know, there was like articles supposedly both on each side in terms of like Laura Wright doing interviews and Steve Burton doing interviews, sort of giving hints that no, we think we'll keep them friends. And I was kind of like annoyed with that. I was like, really? Same. That's the decision? Like, I was like, that sucks. Like, why couldn't we have explored that avenue? And I remember when he came back and it was more something I saw happen because I felt the dynamic between Jason and Carly had changed, where they used to depict it like Carly choosing after Jason. And then it seemed to be very mutual. And he was seen to showing her like a lot of attention when he first came back. And we would talk about like, oh man, the trio, how would this make sense with Sunny and that he would have to not be here or die. And that was sort of the whole Steve Burton perspective, like the fact that Sunny's still here. But this is where I kind of get annoyed. Like, we went along for the ride. Like, why is it we can live in a world where Sunny threw everything upside down?
Yes.
To be with Nina, where we actually lived a world where he pursued Nina. Because this wasn't like that whole Nixon Falls thing, which apparently Sunny thinks he was dead for under 6 months. No, it was 9. It was close to a year. Mm-hmm. And so just saying. And so like with that whole thing that happened, it was like, okay, so we write Sunny this way. He'll come back home and be like super angry at Nina. Then he wasn't. And then we never kind of got that blow up. And then we're like, okay, well, one day some truth will come out and no, not like Nina. And then the truth came out. And even that was sort of like, meh, like in terms of Sunny Nina, we still never even got a blowout. And we still never really got the proper blowout between Sunny and Nina around Nixon Falls. Like this is a couple that we saw them like tiptoe around one another. Yes. And so you're thinking when things come to a head, and he was getting closer to his family, that we'd get those things said. Like today, he tells Ava, oh man, what if Carly knew Jason was alive this whole time and kept it from me for months?
I could not.
Years. And I'm like, upsetting, isn't it, Sunny?
Right.
And he's like, it's unforgivable. What? So like that stuff never really kind of addressed. It was like tossed under the rug and we went along with it all. So even when the truth came out, we still didn't kind of have that spell broken and get Sunny back. So I'm just saying, I'm okay with the fact that you wrote things like the Nixon Fall, the Nina stuff, it all happened slowly. We understood a long time ago that they were shifting the canvas and moving people around, and I'm all right with that.
Yes. But
you've shifted it. Why does Sunny have to be, let's say, dead or not in the picture for a Jason Carly? Sunny, for all intents and purposes, is dead. Right?
100%.
Like you can still be there, but look at how look at how the relationships have changed. Like Sunny did what he did and everybody was pushed to their limits, figuring out like Sunny's change caused, I don't find much turmoil for him. I feel like perhaps he was softer, but Sunny went unchanged in the sense that he put himself first, whereas everybody else went through a big transformation as a result of this. Like everybody had a grief and he really didn't.
Exactly.
And we followed this Sunny story. We kind of went with the idea that he changed. And even this meds storyline happening now, again, a recent thing, it still doesn't account for like this whole transformation. So I'm like, I don't understand what is so wrong with creating a storyline of two men who used to be brothers and turn enemies that are different people now. I thought that was the whole thing. Like we watch Carly grow into her own, stop leaning on a Sunny and a Jason because Jason wasn't there. Jason clearly in today's episode, that's what I was hearing and seeing, is that he ended up having time alone, time he didn't really like. And I think that he changed. And I think he understands what's really important, which is very much aligned with Carly's like the character's progression.
Yes, absolutely. The growth, the learning to be without each other, the appreciation of the life they had, and it was just interesting to hear him say all of that.
So like in that conversation, what really like I was kind of annoyed by was when she was saying I wish something that she stayed in love with Jason and not Sunny. And then he says I like the way things are. I was so angry because I'm like, but why did you write an opening for it?
Exactly.
Why did you write Sunny so far away? Why did you write Drew out of the picture? Why are you trying to like because the Cole Cates thing, if you're doing that, it's only meant to be like a love triangle, just like back in the day between like John, Jason, and Karen. So
exactly.
And then I felt like what they were doing with Jason and Carly, because in the back in the day they were friends, and that's how Jason acted, you know. And I find they're doing a little bit of that Ava thing with Jason and Carly. You know how like Ava can be really hot and cold. Like one day she's saying, "Oh, Michael, he's this," and she kind of, you're like, "What are you doing?" Like she's like kind of sowing a divide, or she just in general. There are times where she straight up just talks crap about Michael, and you're kind of stunned by it because of the whole, we talk about this all the time, like parents, kids, like she had Kiki, like it's weird. But then here we are with the Ava that we know, the one who is like, "But Michael's a kid. Kids lash out when they're angry."
Yes.
And then she's like defending Carly and Michael and Jason, and kind of highlighting that like she thinks, based on what she's seeing, that they're not really against Sonny, that they've been loyal. They made some calls that she understands that he didn't like, but I'm sure even Ava sees why that was necessary.
Exactly.
So that hot and cold thing, I felt, is what they were doing this week with Jason and Carly, and I didn't like it. Like, I mean, because part of me is like, the way that you're talking to one another, it just mm-hmm. felt like there could be more, and why couldn't there be? Like, it's really intense with them.
Yes, every scene is so filled with emotion. There's little light playfulness in between, but there's so much left unsaid. And for crying out loud, she saw his arm. So I'm like, okay, maybe she's going to want to see more now.
I know. She kept, like, touching it. She's like, let me just keep touching and going through everything. But we also know the tattoos were also meaningful to him in his real life. So it's also yes. kind of interesting. And I wondered if that added, like, the amount of emotion to the scene. But to say, like, I opened myself up to thinking about home. And he put mm-hmm. so much life in half. He said half my tattoo was done. And in half. That half of his heart is divided between his sons, some baby mamas, his mama, and then the other half of his heart was all, and his home was all Carly. And that was the person he tried the most not to think about.
Well, it seemed like his finances, half was going to Carly.
Yeah, so that's like really intense. And I didn't know how Carly would feel about the contract of getting the MetroCorp back.
Yes.
But she was what did you think? Okay with it.
She was, and honestly, of all the people who could make it okay, he was the only one. We knew that nobody else could make her feel that way, because his intention and his delivery and his love is next level. It's not a favor. It's Jason. It's all he does is out of love for her.
Can you remind me what he said? Because he said something and I feel like I couldn't hear properly.
Oh my gosh. He said basically like, "This would have never happened if I wasn't here. Do you think this would have happened if I was here?"
Yeah, that's what I thought I understood. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And I think he needed to. And I think maybe that must have played a role into it. She saw
that
she needed to do that for her. And it's like, I guess it's his way of like showing how much he loves her and how much like they're connected.
Yes, absolutely.
But I thought it would be fun if like, I mean, look, she's running it, but it would have been interesting if they kind of did it together. Like she wanted it to stay in his name or something, or she ran it, or maybe he just starts living there. You know, like
honestly, just live wherever Carly is, where spends the most time.
But I love the room. The room is actually pretty nice.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It's like very, I love the aesthetic, because now we're getting like, fine, the room is decorated a certain way, but to see Jason in that space, because the only kind of other space we've truly seen him in was a safe house or when he was living with Sam.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, so like I got distracted, obviously.
For sure.
And so I was like, okay, so this is like a really nice room. Like you can like, okay, your bed's there. And I like the seating area. I like the little tea station she has. I'm like, do you think the bathroom is in the room? And I'm like, do you get a discount? Because that would be amazing. Your food is included. I'm like, that's good enough. And so that's where my mind was going in that room.
I love it. I love it so much.
The Danny sneaking was weird. Like even how they wrote it, like it's not weird that like Danny snuck in and looked at his stuff, but it was weird how they pictured it, like how they filmed it. Like we don't, because it wasn't the main story. It was like, we're going to have all this story happen and we're not going to pay too much attention to it, but it's happening. And when he put on Jason's leather jacket, I'm like, you know, your mom has one, right? Like she's also pretty cool. I mean, now like lately, I don't know, but like, she's also cool.
I thought it was so funny. It's really, I mean, the dad, like, Jason's Jason, but yeah, the sunglasses, the razor, I was dying. Like, you have a baby face.
I know. He wants so much to, like, to be close to Jason and to get to know him. And it's something he really, really needs. Meanwhile, you have Jake, like, pouting, but lights up with Finn.
Really does.
Yeah, it was the one person he kind of, like, gave a little bit to.
Definitely, which was nice to see. I mean, he's got a road ahead of him. He'll get there.
What did you think of when Ava checked in on Nina? Well, summoned by Nina. She was summoned by Nina.
That was loaded. That was like exactly what you're saying. Like, you summoned me here. And they're like, no, but like, I miss you. It's not just about Sunny and how things are going. Like, Ava was legit annoyed and she went because she had to. And she worked really, really hard at saying the things that she said so she wouldn't trigger Nina.
But the fact that, like, before she even, it's always entertaining, that part is, but when Ava, before Nina comes into the room, she's calling the lab saying, I'm getting my husband's medication tested.
I know. I mean, what? I cannot believe she's saying this word. Seriously.
It's so funny. And then the way she poked at Nina, reminding her about Drew landing in prison because of her. Mm-hmm. She is perfect. And that he almost died. I was shocked Nina didn't, like, spill, because she could be so thoughtless at times and excited to tell Ava things.
I know. Drew. I was. I feel like, yes, I could totally see Nina turning into, like, the high schooler, like, oh my God, this guy, he has like a million abs.
Like, I have this dream.
Yeah.
And I wanted to think about a dream I had. But it was just like when she asked about a progress report on her reconciliation, I'm like, but don't you have to be, how do you get a progress report on that if you're not even a part of the equation? Like, how do you get a report on reconciling? When you're like, that's, no, I was so confused by that. And I loved her, like Ava's like, well, does he ever talk about me? No, not even a little bit. But name comes up, he seethes underneath, and he wouldn't have a reaction if he didn't still care. And I mean, like, I think every time he kisses me, it's because he misses you. Okay. So I'm going to keep going on the kissing front. And when the time is right, I'll just swoop right in and be like, what about Nina?
My favorite. I got you. Right? Mm-hmm. I got your back, girl. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
When Nina was talking about, you know, her strategy in terms of, like, how she's going to win points with Sunny. And Ava obviously knows the dynamic of the relationship. Like, okay, is she going to, like, give it up now? Is she going to, like, make any facial expressions that's going to give it away? She just sat very quietly and said that, you know, basically said, that is the best idea I've heard all day, lady.
I couldn't believe it. I was not.
It's glorious.
Just tell her that she didn't just tell her that. I'm like, this, and like Nina, bright eyed, be like, this is gonna be amazing. I'm gonna score points. But I love the conversation of like, yeah, I'm done with the hotel, the novelty of taking something from Carly. And I'm like, but didn't you complain to like Carly and Drew being like, you just want to rub my nose in it, that you gave her the job? Yeah, she had it for like a day and they just kind of wanted that satisfaction. Well, more so Drew, like Carly was just like, whatever, trying to make him feel okay. But that's all she did. Like, that's all she keeps doing. Like, it's a pattern.
Right? Oh my word. I cannot.
I just can't. But she got, oh God. I'm so happy Carly was like, no, I don't have a minute to say what you want. And I really hope Carly has a really good comeback. Like, why does she need that? She's having a good time. You don't like Carly? Stay the hell away from her. She's trying not, like, she's not even trying to be in your life. And you wanted to go up to her and tell her that her and Jason and Nina are the worst? So are you. Bye now.
Like, honestly, I just want Sunny and Nina together because they live in the same alternate universe and it's great. But it was so fun because Nina didn't even have any lines, but you saw her cute little face and her big eyes in the background, like, it's happening. And she's so happy. And all this joy is emanating from her. And then when he goes to talk to Carly, she's like, oh, what's happening? Like, she was so
thrilled. I know, but did you see, is it just me, or did you notice the look in her eye when she turned to look at Ava?
Oh, heck yes, I saw that look. And that's what I mean. Like, she did not say a word, but she stole that scene.
And you know, like, how we said that, like, when things go down or she starts to suspect Ava, she'll run to Carly and be like, oh my gosh, girlfriend, like, you and me both. And I feel like she has more reason than ever to do that, because Sunny just clumped them together as one.
Exactly. Exactly. Mixed emotions.
The guy who, like, the guy who, like, brings Nina into their life further, he's like, oh, you guys are the same. It's like, what? You take her. No, you. Oh, man. And, like, Sunny grabbed Ava's hand. I'm like, why were you not still holding hands as you go to, like, Nina's restaurant? I do understand, like, from her perspective, she's like, oh my gosh, everyone who hates me is showing up. They must want to reconcile. It's like, no, the Metro Court restaurant is just that good. I'm so sorry. Like, not about you. But, like, they go there. Like, it's just so messy. It's so messy.
It's so fun, but okay, so we've been on the fence with what the heck is going on with Ava. We don't know. We don't know where her head's at. We don't know what she really wants. She seems to like holding hands and randomly kissing him.
But you were right. You said it's more just like she wants to be with him. Like, that's it. Sunny's the prize. Just like how Nina told Drew that, like, Sunny's the goal. He's like, what's the goal? What do you think is happening? I love that. He's like, what do you think?
That's so cute.
Tell me. That's what I mean. Drew is the only person like that I feel gets the satisfaction of calling Nina for exactly who she is. And I guess I wish those scenes happened with Sunny, but honestly, Drew delivering them is kind of amazing. Like, those two together, it makes me laugh.
Well, especially when she delivers the news about she doesn't have the hotel anymore and why she did everything she did. And he's like, okay, I'm out of here.
He's like, I'll make this an email. I don't need to do this. But yeah, like Drew could blow that up. If he's looking for revenge, it's not that hard to just go up to Sunny and said, I slept with her.
I know, right?
This is, but I think so he wants bad.
To go on a little bit longer, though.
I think so, too. Because because you know what's interesting? Because he had a talk with Anna, and Anna ended up being, like, actually having a healthy conversation about his dark place. But Drew wants to be petty, and Carly was like, no, like, not if we're going to be together. We need to be evolved and growing together. And he was like, no, I want to be angry and petty. And Nina was, is the perfect person to do that with. He's like, I don't want to be my best self. And who can I not be my best self with? Nina.
Legit, though.
Yeah, I think it was a great plan. They're super fun together.
I'm kind of digging it.
So there were some moments like, okay, cringe. So Sunny was with Brick.
Yes.
And Brick asked him about Ava.
Yep.
And then the cackling. And then I went, ew. I was like, what year is this? It's like, I don't even know what I'm watching anymore.
Okay, so that's exactly what I felt, because again, I stopped, I rewound, I watched again. I'm like, did this scene actually happen? Like, they're pulling from old Sunny and really kind of rewriting, taking parts of the past. You know, we have the whole Karen story and him atoning for that and explaining, like, what happened and who he is and regret. But yet, here he is saying something like that.
But, like, Johnny didn't even see. He heard it. He heard it. And he made, like, a weird, like, ugh face.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
And I was just so like, weird. I don't understand. And then later on, this is something about Sunny that's always been true. So, you know, when Lois was there, I was kind of like, honestly, Lois, she really, really plays up this idea of that she knows Sunny best.
Uh-huh.
She has control over him. He would never defy her and bring Ava, even though that's like his person right now.
Yes.
But it's what happens, right? Like, you know, Lois didn't need to do that to Ava. Ava handled it well. Ava's looking to Sunny for some support, doesn't get any. He does that whole, like, whatever face. And that's the thing. he always lets all of the women go at each other and he never says anything. And it leaves all of them feeling insecure and like fighting over the influence. And even later, Ava's doing that, being like, yeah, so poking Sunny, like, so Lois, I don't know, like, she doesn't seem to like me. He's like,
so I annoying.
I just can't. Like, I remember when, like, he was hitting on that cop.
Yes.
And, like, even Carly, she was, like, rolling her eyes. She's like, ugh, I can't with this. And she's like, let him have his thing. Like, I don't even care. But it's just so annoying. It's all part of his sort of pattern with women in particular.
Absolutely. So I guess without medication, it just increases how he acts around
women. Oh, yeah. So speaking of the medication, she gets the test results back. And I'm like, okay. All right, she knows now and she seems really concerned about it. But this, and I kept thinking to myself, this is tricky, you know, because how does she talk about this? How does she explain why she took his medication in the first place and why she would test it? Like, it's a tricky spot to explain how she came to this knowledge. But here, she has it. She has the test results. She goes immediately to Sunny because I'm pretty sure she told Trina we have to go open the gallery. But instead, she goes to see Sunny. Yes. And she asks questions about the medication. Just in time to have him continue to take it and not say anything. It was so creepy. Like, they have this new set of the bathroom and then he goes to take the medication and then she's just standing there. She's like, I just want to make sure that, yeah, things are going along without any news or help from me. Like, it's not good.
No, it's horrible. Truly.
But thankfully for him, he's like, you are the only person I can trust.
So this is what's confusing, right? She's trying really hard to get him to forgive and slowly put in the past who Carly, Michael, and Jason are to him based on their history and not just one moment, and that there's more to the story. She likes being around him. She likes this whole unconventional family living situation. They both admitted to each other that they like living together.
Yeah.
She saw him awkwardly slam the table. And she's like, you know what? I'm okay with these living environment type situation. He's not sleepy and he slams tables and he wants to isolate himself. You know what? This is home, guys. I love that.
It's like it brings the drama. And, you know, maybe she misses that element from being with Nicholas. Going back to Jason and Carly for a second. Notice that when she called him down to help her, she refers to him as good cop.
Yes, I did. I'm like, okay. So like, what does this actually mean, friends? Will he be a cop? Wait. Is he Dex's dad?
That's how you know. Like, sometimes we're like, are you mother daughter? You don't know? Show me your jewelry.
Exactly.
And,
so,
like, and then when I see like said men, I'm like, hey, are you father son? What's your career path looking like? You could be related.
Do you have the same haircut? Do you wear the same black t-shirts, guys?
This is so... Honestly, like, you're like, what does this mean? Frankly, lately, nothing means anything. Like, all. Like, Nina, it's like, oh, Crimson is removed from her for a day. Let's make her publisher. Like, it's just a weird... Like, normally we wouldn't have this sort of quick shuffling.
Exactly. And it would make more sense.
What would make more sense? What?
Everything.
Anything
would make more sense.
Would make more sense if what? If it was making sense? Like us right now. It would make sense if we were making sense.
If they were making sense. Come on, man.
Someone make the sense. Because like even Maxie on the floor, that she was like, I didn't raise you to be like this. And I'm like, wait a second. When did Felicia raise Maxie? Like, am I lost? Now we're rewriting history all over again.
No, that really pushed me over the edge. That was like, she was never there is what I yelled at the TV.
Oh, man. But I love, I mean, gosh, you gotta love Maxie. And I liked how she explained the whole Spinelli thing. Like, I love him always. I even liked their last conversation where she was like, even Nathan kind of knew, you know, his place. And if you look back at the story, yeah, like Spinelli was there, Nathan was respectful, but it was understood there was something special. But then when she's like, I've been in that situation before of somebody I hurt repeatedly, and she's like, oh, Mac, even me too. I'm like, who? I'm like,
come on.
I was like, what's this story? Oh man, I'm trying to think about something. Okay, this was enjoyable. This is enjoyable. What world are we living in when Brooklyn is calm and making sense and making good decisions? Like, now
there's,
I know
the kicker. There's
wrong.
The kicker. Something. They have been abducted and by aliens, and they have taken their life forms.
Okay, so the thing is, I don't know about anybody else out there, but do any of you have a special occasion table where you're like, the occasion is so special, today we're going to eat at a table, on a table. Did you notice that in this apartment?
I did. Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a circle table.
Like, all of a sudden, this table appears.
They put a table in the entry behind the sofa.
Yeah.
And so when I was watching, I'm like, oh, my gosh, they have a special occasion table.
Who knew?
For moments like this.
With green chicken.
Just like, wow. And then the thing is, you know how like she keeps saying, like, can you believe it, Ma? I'm going to Florence. And I'm like, according to you, you have so much money. Why haven't you gone to Florence before? Like, she's so excited. I mean, maybe I just don't understand rich people, but I'm like, it sounds like you could go, because what he was suggesting buying something, she said, well, we could buy so many.
Here's the thing, what's fascinating about that little storyline, kind of like the background storyline, is that, you know, we hear now like how she was raised and what her mom wanted for, and we knew that, but hearing it from her and hearing Chase's, you know, perspective of how he grew up and what they want for their family. So it feels like the money is still new to her and she doesn't really know how to use it. She can throw it around, like say stuff and kind of test it out how it sounds in the air, but I don't think she's actually really truly done anything with it.
I think so too, because he was like, we could save up for like, I guess, a house. She's like, but we could like do all that now. And I'm like, what is happening here? Like, it's really confusing because at one point she was kind of like painting the picture of possibilities. And I'm like, I think Brooklyn is just trying to say she doesn't want to live like a government worker. And according to her / poor person, she's like, I don't want to do that.
She's okay with middle. She wants to be a little bit higher. Middle. Not Quartermaine-y, but not exactly that down there.
And he was reasonable. Like, he's like, let's take the interest off your inheritance. So let's live off the interest of your billions and millions of dollars.
Right.
So it was really cute. And I just can't wait to see the bachelor party. And I loved how Chase kind of caught Dante.
They're so cute. They have such great chemistry. It's so fun to watch them banter.
Oh, like even Dante being like, I don't care about my job. I'm going to make this my first case, the mystery of the missing bachelor party. and then like making Chase pretend to be shocked and then being like, no, it's never going to work.
You're a bad actor.
And Chase invited Dex. Like, he's such a puppy. He's like, hey, new guy, you seem keen. I'm also known as keen. I really hope you get the job.
Oh, it's amazing. It really is. Like, we can all be besties and hang out together.
Yeah. I think I feel somewhat better about all of that.
No, I don't.
Like, enough that I let it off my chest and I'll forget about it until Monday, but then it's going to start all over again.
It will start all over again. I don't want to dig into this, but I'll say this.
It's okay. One character that
also it's like, I'm here, whatever, guys. Okay, so like the way I felt about Anna was also the way I feel. The way you feel about Anna is also the way that I feel about Lucy.
Oh, so bad. Ugh.
So freaking bad. Like, I was feeling very embarrassed / annoyed. I could not wait for Sasha to get there. Talking about the nurse. Okay, so, but the positive, like, silver lining of me, like, trying to not be annoyed was like, okay, so she mentioned the nurse's ball like 5 million kajillion times. Yeah. Does that mean it's going to be for May sweeps?
Oh, that would be amazing. Do you know what I also thought would be cool when I was watching like those scenes and Sasha showing up?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm guessing she'll help them in that way. But I was just thinking, you know, like how sometimes they do things and we're like, it would be really cool if like reality meets like, you know, fantasy world. And I know that they have these products, but I know it would be like a huge, it would be total favoritism because everybody has their side projects, but like Sasha has a purse line with her sister.
I know she does. Like, it's such a nice purse line.
And so it's like, that would actually be really cool if she went on Home and Heart and like sold purses, or she ended up starting her own company or doing a division of like real stuff.
I would absolutely love that. Like, I was also even thinking like, okay, because she kind of made peace with the host of Heart and Home, that maybe she like, you know, gets a job there, then exactly that, yeah, eventually starts her personal, and then gets to promote it on her show and all of that stuff. So I'm like, there's potential there.
Yes, because even it's like Maxi, like all the knitting and stuff they do, it's like there's these really fun opportunities to do it. But I get it. I get that it's like a free commercial. But I mean, as fans, we don't mind.
We don't mind at all. We love it.
Yeah. No, I love that they got Sasha over there as fast as they could in overalls, for sure. Okay. Oh, other favorites. Ooh, I have stars. Nice. I have stars. Oh, are we there? Are we doing stars now?
Yeah, I was just going to throw in some good stuff that I like, because I did find some things.
Okay, I loved Joss making fun of Michael.
And you totally read my mind, yes.
I was like, I just find it really funny, this like whole rich on rich crime thing going on, like how she's making fun of Michael for being rich when she's also rich.
I know, she's like, he's really good at putting on his platinum car, but not his like wrench. I was like, what is happening?
I was like, yeah, you're so grounded. I don't understand. But I still very much enjoy it. I like their little dynamic. I love that he like took a break from CEOing to go help his mom and her oven.
And tease her about her pretend boyfriend.
I know. And he's like, they even graduated to sleepovers. Like, what? And then I didn't even know what John Cates was doing. I'm like, you're making me angry. And then I'm like, oh, I think you're flirting.
That's what I wrote to him. Like, wow, this is how you flirt, dude.
Because I was like, I was getting riled up. You know, like Carly read him well and read him right. And she was like, oh, this is flirting. I would have been like, you know what? I would have just gotten angry and threw something at him. You can get out. I regret helping you. And he's like, no. I just want your number. I'm like, what? And I'm like, just be clear. You're not good at this.
No, he's terrible at everything, quite frankly.
Freaking Jocelyn, she's like, it was Sunny. Sunny beat up an FBI agent. I'm like, oh gosh, Jocelyn, stay out of it. You don't even want to take him back. It's like he can't work for Sunny, but then he can't be a cop. Like, enough. She's like, Laura, I want you to choose what you want to do as long as it's what I want you to do.
Accurate. It's a topsy-turvy world this week. I do have one favorite line. Okay. It was Maxi talking about Lucy, and she said she might breathe the same air, but she's not one of us.
I loved it. Yeah, I would have to give all the gold stars to Maxi.
Honestly, she killed it. Like laying on that floor and doing that scene was so different, and she did it so well, and she just captured all the emotions of what's going on in her life, because she really represents like a working mom who's busy, who doesn't take time to take care of herself, who's trying to keep all the balls in the air, and it's hard.
Yeah, she is we is me. She's all of us.
I think, okay, so like we did it. It's done.
Wait, nope. I want to give a
big let the record show.
These are just stars. We're supposed to.
Okay, more stars. Let's do it.
So I'm giving a big common sense star. Sometimes we give many. I'm giving a large quantity one, like in size.
In size, okay, so, like a diameter. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, so it's a big star, common sense star to Molly.
Yes.
I'm going to give a star to like the Jarly scenes on Friday. I'm going to give a star to Jordan because I love that she's like down for whatever. She's like, oh my God, you're such a fool. Let's have dinner. You don't want to have dinner? That's fine. I got stuff to do. Like, she just has a smile on her face. And she like doesn't even care. I love it. She's my idol. I'm giving a star to the special occasion table. You know what I want to do? I want to do, it's Johnny's birthday. So instead of eating at the regular table, I'm going to get another table and put it somewhere else.
In your room.
I'd be like, happy birthday. It's a special occasion. And I got a special occasion table.
I'm going to give a star.
That
feels really good. I was going to give a star to Trina for yelling at Joss and Dex for stop giving each other googly eyes and figure their stuff out.
That's exactly who I was thinking. I'm like, okay, so So everything else is like crazy town, but Trina's Trina. Remember how last time like Trina Joss was like, okay, that felt normal for me. Trina doing that felt normal, felt like we were getting some Trina back. And I'm going to give a star for Sasha, to Sasha. Four, love two, it. Throw it at her. And to Greg and TJ. To Greg and TJ. I love TJ. He's like, hey, you know, if everybody will listen, I want to let them know.
Because my wife will listen.
I think Christina and Sunny are crazy. And I think, I don't even know why she's our surrogate. Despite all my protests, it happened anyway. Okay.
I'm having a baby.
Why? Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Like, that he's on so tour.
That was so good. Love it. Love it.
And I'm going to give, I have to give my weekly star to Tracy as well. Yes. And, okay. And special shout out, we're giving a star this week to Johnny for his birthday.
Okay. Well, don't you have something you want to tell everyone? Let them know.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. So I, for the first time in many years, I'm going to have a
Mel doesn't want to talk to me. Mel doesn't want to talk. I just want everyone, for the record, for the record reflect. She doesn't want to talk to any of you either. Thanks, Friday.
I'm trying to have a little bit of a life, so there will not be an episode next week.
Oh, I understand what you mean. I was like, who's going to have an episode? Are you going to lose it if you don't have a break? Oh my, I didn't know it was that serious. Okay. Okay. So guys, like, we need to give her a break or there will be an episode.
Just as dramatic as what's going on and weird as poor Charles.
oh no. How will everyone know how unhappy I am next week?
You know what we'll do? We're going to test out some things on the social media. I think we're going to try something new. We'll talk about it off scene.
What are we testing out?
Off camera. This is not camera. Off speaker. No. We'll talk about this.
Okay. Let me know.
Okay, friends. Well, that's a wrap. Have a fantastic weekend. Bye.
Bye.